Hello out there. Welcome to your next mission video podcast. Buying a home is the biggest investment most people will ever make, even though there's a special program to help make home ownership more affordable. A shocking number of military members, veterans, and their families never take advantage of. I'm talking about the VA loan. Our guest today is here to make us a whole lot smarter about it and our personal finances. You won't want to miss this one.
Welcome to Your Next Mission Video Podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veterans, service members, and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback, and USAA, where we take care of our own. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, together, they make your next mission happen. They love our veterans and families. Save it every week. We love them, too. Today, we're joined by an expert who can teach us how veterans, service members, and their families can save money on home loans. And I'm excited here to introduce Chris Davis, Assistant Vice President, Field Mortgage at Navy Federal Credit Union. Now, Chris, welcome to the show. Or maybe I should say welcome to the show again. Since this is your third time you've been on, I think you certainly hold a record now.
All right. I'm very proud about that. Yeah, you know, you talk about excited. I am always excited to talk about the VA home loan. It is, to me, it's one of the greatest opportunities for our veterans and for our active duty service members. And so you giving me this opportunity for a third time is very important to me, and I thank you greatly.
Oh, maybe we should try to stop, break the record maybe 10 or 15 times sure. Or something. We'll talk about that in the future.
Sure.
Hey, before we go any further, I want to let everybody know that Navy Federal Union is a sponsor of Your Next Mission video podcast, and we're so grateful for their support. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much for what you're doing for our veteran community.
Very happy that we have this sponsorship with you very happy with what you're doing and helping us to spread this message as well.
Well, I appreciate it. Again, we couldn't get the job done without you guys, that's for sure. Hey, Chris, we have a lot. You can see I'm excited. We have a lot because when you're talking about home loans and financial stuff, I need help. That's for sure. But before we do that, how about telling our audience just a little bit about you?
Sure. Well, I've been in the mortgage industry. 2026 marks my 35th year in the mortgage industry. Oof. I've been here at Navy Federal for a little over 15 years now. I love what we get to do. I like to talk about it like at Navy Federal Credit Union, we get to help our service members and veterans to achieve the American dream. And when I say we, I'm really talking about thousands of team members that it takes to do the thousands of mortgages that we do across the United States. Our team members, just get such great job satisfaction out of helping these people. And it's not just I think today we're going to talk about our service members and our veterans, but as you mentioned, it's also and their families. And so Navy Federal does a lot of great things for and their families as well.
There you go. Hey, Chris, since we're going to talk about VA home loans, let's start with the basics, so you can help us out. What is a VA home loan, and who is it for?
Yeah, so, the VA home loan program was established in 1944. And the original objective behind it was to help make it easier for service members returning from the war to be able to purchase a home. So the objective was, if you were off serving, you know, maybe those that were here, you know, stateside, you know, were already building their family, you know, were already owning a home and things along that line. And these returning service members needed an edge in the in housing. And the VA Home Loan Program is an edge. And it is to this day. When it was originally established, it was most likely, you know, going to be a short-term program, but it's been so successful that it is still here today. Now, I've got some friends over at the VA, and they gave me some new stats that I think I'm very proud of, and I'll share here as well. But let me give a shout out to them. Matt and Toy, thank you. Thank you for always helping me and giving me a little bit more information. But in 2025, there were over 80,000 VA purchase loans that were made. And there were also over 90,000 VA refinance loans that were made. And so this is a big jump up. This is great. This tells all of us that our service members, active duty, and veterans are doing great things for their personal finances. All time, since 1944, there's now been over 29 million VA mortgage loans. That is a very successful program.
Yeah. Now, the Navy Federal Union just did some research on VA loans. Why did you decide to dig deeper into that specific topic?
Yeah. So last year, we completed a survey. We surveyed over 1,000 service members, both active duty and veterans. And our objective was just to learn a little bit more about their feelings about the program, but also, you know, what they thought to be facts. Through this survey, one of the things that stood out the most to me, at least, was that of all of these in the survey, 40% of them that already had a mortgage didn't use the VA Home Loan Program. And honestly, for me, that is not a good number. That's not a happy number. We expect that more of our veterans and service members can utilize this program because of the great benefits that it has, and it's going to help them near term if it's purchasing a home, but it's going to help them long term for their long term financial picture as well.
Yeah, hey Chris, why do you think so many military families aren't using the VA loans, you know, that they're entitled to? Why do you think? I mean, if I knew it was there, I'd jump all over it. But why aren't they using it?
Well, so that's part of the problem. If I knew. You know, the survey found out that 92% of those surveyed were aware of the program. But we also uncovered that many hold misconceptions about the program. And, you know, on average, there were 2 to 3 critical misconceptions that may be preventing them from taking full use of the program or any use of the program. And you know, again, this being such a well-earned benefit and such a valuable benefit, that's part of the reason I'm here today to talk to you and to talk to your audience and say let's uncover some of these misconceptions and let's make sure that those that have earned this benefit are aware.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I got to be honest with you. You know, I didn't know much about the VA home loan or VA loan when I was in the military. Nor did I guess I'm not saying I didn't care, but I never thought about it. And I wish there was a better way to maybe educate our active duty people before they ever get out of the military. You know, way before they ever get out of the military.
So not just Navy Federal. VA also is putting out a lot of education. And so, you know, you can get online at Navy Federal and you can get educated about the VA Home Loan Program. Realtors can as well. But you can get on the VA website and you can get educated about the VA Home Loan Program. There needs to be more outreach, you know, for our active duty service members, and there needs to be more of them coming for help as well. And I shouldn't say just active duty, but with the misconceptions that we found out, it was much more common for the active duty service members to have those misconceptions or to not have full awareness of the program than our veterans.
Yeah. I tell you the other thing, we ought to do a lot more about educating the military spouses about the VA benefits.
Yeah, there you go.
Or VA loans. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I was always so focused on doing, you know, my mission for the military. And my wife, Yeah, she moved the household. I mean, she did really did everything for 36 years. And so I think we ought to really focus more on educating spouses about what's available. And I'm sure a lot of them know already.
Sure. And I agree with you. The objective for how to educate, how to draw awareness, how to, assure that your audience or all those that are eligible for this program are aware of its benefits is constant work. We made great steps in 2025, and we've made more great steps recently, but I think we still have a ways to go. And then there's always going to be there's somebody in boot camp right now that we're going to have to work on as well.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I was in boot camp, all I cared about was getting out of boot camp. Hey, Chris, we need to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about realtors and VA loans. So I know you're not going to go anywhere. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
You bet.
This is Your Next Mission video podcast with me, your host, Jack L. Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. And if you're enjoying discussion, I know that you are because we're talking about VA loans. We're talking about taking care of our family members. We're talking about taking care of our service members. Please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Their members are the mission. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. And USAA.
A century ago, our founders made a promise to always take care of their own. That promise is still at the heart of everything we do and why our members know we'll do what's right. Because at USAA, we take care of our own.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking with Chris Davis from the Navy Federal Credit Union. Before we get back to our discussion, I want to let you know about a way to support the work we're doing here on behalf of our veterans and their families here at the American Freedom Foundation. If you have a used vehicle you plan to get rid of or some property you don't have any plans for, you can donate it. Visit our website at AmericanFreedomFoundation.org/donate and click on that vehicle donation button or that home donation button to support our work. We really would appreciate your support. Hey, Chris, just before we got started, I was talking here a little bit about misconception. Can you go over that again, sort of tell us a little bit more about some of those misconceptions?
Sure. I think I mentioned, the survey found that on average, out of all those that we surveyed, 2 to 3 critical misconceptions per individual about the program. And so, again, this comes back to saying we need better awareness, but we also need more education. And we need to make sure that education is going to cover the first misconception, or probably what I would consider to be the most critical misconception. Misconceptions around the down payment are common. And, we all should understand that a large down payment can be a big barrier to home ownership, right? We talked about the program being established in 1944 to make it easier for veterans and service members. Well, the easiest thing is not having a down payment. So the VA home loan program is available for these eligible with no down payment. And it was surprising. 2/3 of our respondents did not know that. They did not have a good understanding of the no down payment for a VA loan. And so obviously that piece alone can put so many people into the housing market. One of the other things that we uncovered is just few from this military community are outreaching to their lender. And it's important to work with the lender that specializes in the VA loan. We don't want you to go to a lender that doesn't know about VA loans also, because they might be telling you that it's not important. It is important. And then same thing with the realtors. You know, realtors working with active duty and veterans need to have a strong understanding of VA loans. And they need to have an understanding of the unique needs of military buyers. And so it's important to work with a lender with a good understanding and a realtor with a good understanding.
Yeah. Hey, when you did this survey, is it active duty, veterans, military spouses, or all the above?
It did not directly include military spouses, but as you likely know, there may be many in here that completed the survey alongside their militaries. They need all the help they can get. But it was
that's true.
It was over 1,000. You know, we wanted to make sure we got at least 1,000 respondents. It was over 1,000, and it was both veterans and active duty, various age ranges. Many had used their VA eligibility before, or many had purchased a home, but there were many that still have not purchased a home within this. So it was a very broad survey to get a good group to tell us these response.
Yeah, well, I would just say next time you do the survey, I'd be very specific about military spouses, veterans, and active. I mean, only because I would tell you that when I used to get surveys when I was on active duty, I may just go right down the line. But if my spouse did it, they always did a better job, I thought anyway. So, and they got a lot better information, I think. Hey, Chris, do you think active duty military and veterans see the VA loans the same way?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you think active duty military and veterans see VA loans the same way?
No, we know they don't from the survey. We know that the active duty are less aware. And so there were more misconceptions that we saw among the active duty than there were with the veterans.
Yeah, well, that makes sense to me. How do realtors fit in here, and what role do they play when they work, with veterans and active duty, use the VA loan?
So at Navy Federal, we work closely with real estate agents. You know, we have a lot. I talked about the education that we have available for our members, and really, when I talk about this, it's available whether you're a member or not. Anybody can get on our website and use the education, the tools, and the resources that we've got, and they are tremendous. But we also make education available to real estate agents. So we teach about the VA loan program to real estate agents, and we teach in a variety of ways. And so we have short workshops that they can take from home, and they can log on from their computer, and we offer these at various times, different days and different hours throughout the month. And so we encourage any real estate agent that might be in the audience to check us out and to look into that. We also teach continuing education for real estate agents. So these are the longer courses. Generally, these are taught at the local board of realtors or at this facility or that facility. And you may have to get dressed for work and actually go in to take one of these continuing education courses. But these are very valuable, and realtors are required to obtain a certain number of hours of continuing education. So why not use something that's going to help you to better connect with our service members? And real estate agents are giving us tremendous responses, feedback regarding the workshops that we offer to them as far as how it helps them connect with their clients. And we love to hear that. Now at Navy Federal, we also have a program called Realty Plus. And through this program, we will help our members to connect with these specially trained and highly experienced real estate agents. And so if it's a matter of finding the right real estate agent, Navy Federal Realty Plus will help you to do that.
Wow, that sounds like a great program, that's for sure. Hey Chris, speaking of education, please educate us, all of us here. Could you give us some tips for anyone interested in a VA loan? Just some good tips.
Sure. You know, we mentioned the no down payment, and we mentioned that VA mortgage loans are designed to make home ownership more attainable. And so, I want to make sure that the audience understands why. You know, why is it more attainable? Well, obviously, no down payment eliminates a very large barrier to home ownership. But also, the VA Home Loan Program has flexible underwriting features. And these flexible underwriting features may make it more, it may make your approval, it may make you more eligible for an approval. Then also, VA loans offer generally lower interest rates than their conventional counterparts. What I would tell the audience out there is make sure that you shop around. That's one of the misconceptions that may be out there as well, is that the VA sets the interest rate. That's not true. Every lender sets their interest rate. And so every lender may be different. And again, it's important to shop around, but generally, the VA home loan program is going to have a lower interest rate than its conventional counterparts. The low interest rate, the flexible underwriting guidelines, the no down payment, all of these are you know, just some of the features to make homeownership more attainable. But one of the greatest benefits of having a VA loan is the ability to also refinance that VA loan. And you know, today we are in an interest rate market where interest rates are likely falling. I talked about 90,000 refinance loans done by the VA last year. And so we talk about, goodness, this year, likely there's going to be even more of that. If you have a VA home loan, you need to know that you have the ability to do what's called the streamlined refinance. Internally, mortgage lenders, we call it the IRL. The VA IRL stands for Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan. And it's a reduced documentation and a reduced closing cost way that and simplifies the refinance process. So great to have a VA loan in this falling interest rate market. The VA also offers a cash out option. If you need money for other things, you may have the ability to do a VA cash out refinance as well.
You know, every time I talk to you, I realize all the things I should have done and I didn't do. You know, so it really makes me feel bad.
Sure.
Hey, Chris, we need to take a quick break. When I come back, I have a couple more questions for you. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
You bet.
Now, here's a word from one more of the organizations to help make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Chris Davis, who is the Assistant Vice President of Field Mortgage at the Navy Federal Credit Union. Remember, this is your show. Please let me know what you'd like us to cover. You can leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Hey, Chris, if our audience has questions, where can they go to get, you know, to get more information?
Anyone that wants to learn more about the VA Home Loan Program can walk into any Navy Federal Credit Union branch and start asking questions. They can also call our toll-free contact center and start asking questions. And we have over 2 million calls a month that come into our contact center. But one of the easiest ways that they can do it, they don't have to leave the house, they can just pick up their phone and get on NavyFederal.org. And on NavyFederal.org, we have tremendous resources. We have tremendous tools. I'll talk about a few of them, but we have some of our own podcasts called Making Sense and educational materials. And it's more available than just on the VA home loan, but I'm going to stick with the VA home loan right now. We also have some great calculator resources. And I'll tell you, I'm kind of a nerd, a stats geek. I like to play with the numbers and look at these things. But getting on these calculators is actually kind of fun. And so you can move the needle and say, ooh, what if I want to buy a $300,000 house with no down payment? And what am I looking at for a monthly payment with this interest rate, you know? And then you say, oh, okay, well, what if it's 350 or what if it's 400? What would that mean? And then you could look at the difference if you made a down payment and if you did or didn't and the other programs. And so anyway, for me, those calculators are a lot of fun, but they are a tremendous educational resource. I would say don't go out shopping if you haven't done your homework. And you can do your homework just by getting online. Go online at NavyFederal.org.
Yeah, I was going to say that a minute ago. You got to do a lot of research before you ever purchase and find out where you're fit, where to go. Hey, Chris, for an old guy like me, what's a phone number? Do you have a phone number?
Phone number
for the Navy Federal Credit Union.
Sure.
Not yours, the Navy Federal Credit Union.
If you're already a member, you probably know this. 888-842-6328. That's the contact center. Again, 2 million of our members are making that phone call every month, you know, and sometimes it's to ask a simple question. Sometimes it's to say, what's the interest rate? Sometimes it's to say, I think maybe now is the time to get started with this. And those member service representatives will help you along the way to, you know, make application or answer questions in any way with whatever questions that you bring. And again, you can self-service. I know that, us older guys, we won't say old dudes, but we'll just say us older guys. We might want to do it in person, walk into a branch, talk to somebody on the phone. But those younger people out there love to get on the website and do this themselves. And so all of those tools are available. Please utilize them. Get educated. That's a big part of the purpose and why we did this survey was to educate these service members.
Yeah, I always like doing things in person. If I can do it in person, or nowadays I guess they do Zoom call or FaceTime or something. Hey, Chris, this has been a great discussion. Any final thoughts? Maybe something you want to reemphasize, or maybe we didn't talk about that you want to share with the audience.
Well, I'll mention because you said I forgot or whatever else. So I gotta throw a quick out to my dad out there. My dad turns 90 this year. He's an Army guy. I think the two of you would get along famously. He's an accountant, but he was most proud of his expert rifle badge. But I'll tell you, I always said they should have had a calculator badge. He'd get the most important one they ever had. Anyway, he never used his VA eligibility. It's not my fault. He bought his last house before I got in the business. He never used it. And I like to throw that out there as an example of somebody that's close to me that just didn't have the tool, didn't have the resource, didn't have the people that were going to help them to get this. And so, again, to talking to everybody that's an active duty service member or a veteran that may not have the best awareness about this program, please get educated.
There you go. All right, Chris. Well, before we go, I want to remind people that the Navy Federal Credit Union is one of our presenting sponsors. We literally couldn't do this without your help. So thank you for that. And thanks for, you know, being with us for such a long time. We appreciate you coming on the show again for the third time coming on the show.
I'm tremendously honored. And thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for all that you're here.
Well, I appreciate it. God bless. Thanks again to Chris David for being with us. I'm Jack Dooley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast. And thank you for joining us. Log on our website at yournextmission.org and check out our job board partnership with Recruit Military and Upline, where you can create your own personal profile that will match you with just the right job in real time. You can follow me on my personal social media pages, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And if you like what we're doing at Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button. But don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Remember, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Chris for joining us today. Did a great job educating all of us. And remember, you know, buying a home is a big thing. And understanding what you have as far as benefits and entitlements out there is, you know, a lot of people will give you some mixed information or misconceptions about stuff. But do your research probably want to check out Navy Federal Credit Union's information, because they'll point you in the right direction. They care about what you're doing, and they really care about your life and the next step of your life if you get out of the military. So reach out to Navy Federal Credit. I'm sure they can help you with that VA loan. Thanks again for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios and, of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, USAA, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hoo-ah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.